The Senate and Assembly Environmental Committee chairs both take a rather dim view of the controversial gas drilling process, but they differ over what's the next step for fracking. Assembly Environmental Chair Bob Sweeney believes in a clearly legislated moratorium. In fact, he says the Assembly has already passed one.
I think it is pretty clear that this is a bad deal not only environmentally, but it's a bad deal economically, too.
Senate Environmental Chair Mark Grisanti says the state already has a de facto moratorium on fracking as the Cuomo administration continues to study the potential health impacts.
We do have a moratorium as we stand right now. There is no funding in the budget for it. There's numerous studies that are still going on. And I would personally like to see those studies completed before, you know, you sit there and say, okay, we need a ban and we need this.
As part of the assessment, Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Nirav Shah, is examining several ongoing studies in Pennsylvania and by the federal EPA. Some of those studies could take years to complete. Senator Grisanti says if it takes more time to determine the health impacts, then he's okay with that. Grisanti is part of the Senate Republican Conference, which co-leads the Senate with a group of breakaway Democrats. Some GOP senators are strong supporters of fracking. Grisanti, who spoke along with Assemblyman Sweeney at an Earth Day lobby day, was booed by some anti-fracking activists for his views. Julia Walsh of Frack Action says the senator is shirking his responsibilities. She says if all senators were allowed to vote on the bill, including many Senate Democrats and even some Republicans, then the moratorium could pass.
I think there would be enough votes in the Republican conference as well. The question is whether or not this is going to be brought to the floor for vote.
The Independent Oil and Gas Association, the lobby group for the oil and gas industry, has written an Earth Day letter to Cuomo. They say there's been a profound misunderstanding and misrepresentation of the gas drilling process, and that all credible scientific research shows natural gas is the cleanest burning fossil fuel and that fracking is safe. Meanwhile, the public remains divided on whether they want fracking to go forward. A Siena College poll finds New Yorkers polarized, with about the same amount urging that fracking begin as those who say it shouldn't, says Siena's Steve Greenberg.
We see little movement from month to month, and Siena's been asking this question regularly now for more than a year. Very little movement, and what we see is a divided electorate.
Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Shah, in a rare public statement, has said there is no timetable for him to complete his research on the health assessment on fracking. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.